cover. The annual residents' conference took place at St. Herbert's Parish Centre, Chadderton, celebrating 15 years of Housing 21 in Oldham. Everyone at Housing 21 wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy and Healthy New Year. Pages 2, 3, 4. Welcome to Dawn. Hello. I took over as head of Oldham from Ruth Ryan on the 18th of October and was straight into the 15-year celebration event where I met residents and heard lots of great feedback about the properties and services. I have been at Housing 21 almost 6 years, most recently as the Business Improvement Manager. Having spent all my career in social housing, I am passionate about housing being more than just bricks and mortar. In my last role, I set up the Tenancy Gurus to provide extra help to residents who may be struggling to maintain their tenancies. Looking forward, I am really keen to make sure we listen to and work with you so that we can continue to offer great services. I've really enjoyed the time I have spent in the role so far and am excited about what we can achieve together, and I look forward to meeting many more of you. Dawn. Around the courts. The pandemic has had a significant impact on activities over the last year, and several courts celebrated the end of lockdown. Residents at Springleys and Dunsford courts enjoyed a party and a delicious buffet. Lido House residents also raised a glass at their welcome back party. At Throssell Court, residents enjoyed a party to celebrate 11 years to the day since the reopening of the scheme, following its refurbishment. They enjoyed a buffet, drinks and music from their resident DJ, Derek. They also donated gifts for a raffle, with the proceeds going to the community fund. At St. Herbert's Court, court manager Tara was successful in a bid for funding of £160 from the Oldham Community Recovery Fund, to provide afternoon tea in the restaurant. Tara said, "As we are easing out of lockdown here, we are looking to get residents more involved with each other safely. We would like to organize an afternoon tea party, keeping individuals at a safe distance but where they will be able to chat to each other, having a delicious afternoon tea and feel connected again within our communal area. We understand that not all individuals will feel confident in mixing with others, so there will be an option to have an afternoon tea delivered to their door if they would prefer. The purpose of this is to try and get people connected again where they want to, and hopefully ease the social isolation and loneliness that some individuals may be experiencing." A number of charity fundraising events also took place across the courts in the last quarter. At Walton House, a Macmillan fundraiser was held in the communal lounge, organised by Anne Thorley and Friends of Recreation Road, who has been raising money for the charity for many years. This was a change of venue, having previously run the event from their bungalows, erecting gazebos on the lawn behind. However, the event was a spectacular success, offering free potato pie, cakes and drinks, and raising money via raffles, football cards, tombola, the sale of cakes and, of course, donations. The visitors were also entertained by local Elvis impersonator, Mr. Ray Toft, who lives on Lymeditch Road. The event raised £1,111 for the Macmillan charity. Trinity House Restaurant was the venue for a Macmillan fundraiser, with bacon sandwiches for breakfast, followed by afternoon tea and plenty of drinks and cakes for all. There was also a tabletop sale of donated knitwear, and of course, donations were welcome. Entertainment was provided by resident DJs Andrew and Natalie, who not only live on site but offer weekly musical fair every Friday afternoon. The event was a resounding success, being thoroughly enjoyed by all and raising £922 for the Macmillan charity. Colleagues from MyoCare Group wish to introduce Rose, a resident of Trinity House, who is well loved by her family, including her son Paul and daughters Deborah and Marie. The family came together recently to complete the Manchester Memory Walk round Heaton Park alongside Rose, raising money for the Alzheimer's Society. It's a charity that means a great deal to them all, as Rose herself has been living with dementia for the last 10 years. Also taking part in that event was Lido House Court Manager Vicky, along with her sister, Christine Kelly, who is also a resident at Lido House. Vicky pushed her granddaughter round in her wheelchair after she cut the ribbon. Whilst at Schoolhouse Flats, residents held a number of events over a period of several weeks, including bingo nights, raffles and a potato pie night, raising £665 for the air ambulance service. Residents across Oldham got together to enjoy some Halloween festivities this year. At Lido House they had a Halloween party and invited the Barnhollower Ukulele Band. They donated their payment of £70 to Manchester Mind. Several residents dressed up and they had potato pie for lunch. Lee's House residents also held a party and dressed up for the occasion and were rewarded with entertainment from Elvis. Whilst at Violet Hill Court residents enjoyed a fabulous spooky time, with a trick-and-treat hunt and pumpkin carving event for the children and the grown-ups. MyoCare staff also helped residents at Charles Morris House with their Halloween preparations. There was also a very important birthday to celebrate at Cloughgate House. Residents had a party in the lounge to celebrate the 90th birthday today of their neighbour Celia Harding. They enjoyed a lovely buffet, with a 90th birthday cake, drinks and a karaoke. They also raised £195 in a collection as a birthday present for Celia, for which she received a T42 voucher at housing units, flowers and the remainder in a one for all shopping voucher. Every year, the residents of Old Mill House support the local British Legion by selling poppies and other items in honour of Remembrance Day. It is a day that is very important and close to the residents' hearts as it is with all people of their generation. The display is used every year and it brings back a lot of memories and in many ways comfort for residents. This year the Lees branch of the British Legion very kindly donated afternoon teas to those who have served in the forces or whose partners have served in the forces. Court manager Diane said, "We are so proud to be able to support the poppy appeal and our display is in honour of all our armed forces." Finally, residents at St. Herbert's Court are pictured enjoying their film afternoon, watching Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, plus tea and biscuits. Page 5. Getting ready for the colder months. Central heating programmers allow you to set on and off time periods. The programmer will automatically switch your heating off when you're not at home, or when you don't need it, such as when you're in bed. They will let you set the central heating and domestic hot water to go on and off at different times. Here are some useful tips. Check that the timer on the programmer is correct before you set your programs. You may also need to adjust it when the clocks change. Ensure that your programmer is set for when you need the heat, this will help you to save money. Make sure there are no unnecessary obstructions in front of radiators. Bleed your radiators to get rid of air locks to ensure water circulates properly. To prevent frozen pipes, which can cause hundreds of pounds of damage, leave the heating on low during winter, even if you go away for a period of time. The rule of thumb is to keep your heating at a minimum 14 degrees when you are out rather than switching it off. If you need assistance or help to set your central heating programmer, please ask your court manager. Warm Home Discount Rebate, WHD. The WHD opened officially on the 18th of October for applications, though most energy companies were accepting applications /registrations of interest prior to the official opening date. At the time of writing, All energy companies are open currently, with the notable exception of Utilita, which closed for applications on the 18th of August. There are two ways of qualifying for WHD. Core Group, you qualify for the discount if on the 4th of July 2021 all of the following apply. Your energy supplier is part of the scheme. Your name, or your partner's, is on the bill. You or your partner are getting the guarantee credit element of pension credit. There is no need to make an application, it is paid automatically onto the customer's account. Broader Group. Your energy supplier is part of the scheme. You're on a low income. You get certain means tested benefits. If you're part of the broader group of households that need to apply for the warm home discount, it's worth getting in your application as soon as possible, as it's generally delivered on a first-come, first-served basis, with each supplier having a limited pot of cash to distribute. Full details of the warm home discount rebate scheme can be found at https://www.gov.uk/the-warm-home-discount-scheme. Page 6. Staying safe and secure at home. We have seen a number of incidents of con men and intruder theft recently. Often, these distraction burglars pretend to be someone they are not, in order to gain entry to your home. Common methods used by distraction burglars include pretending to be from a care agency, the council or a utility company investigating a gas or water leak, seeking help to leave a note for a neighbor, or even asking for a drink of water if they claim to be thirsty or unwell, claiming to be in a hurry or emergency and needing to get into your home quickly, working in teams, with one person distracting you while the other searches your home. Always remember, if in doubt, keep them out. If you decide to answer the door, remember to take the following steps. Use your door viewer to see who's there. If you open the door, put the chain on first. Always ask for ID and check it with the company before letting somebody into your home. Use the phone number advertised in the phone book or online, as the number on their identity card could be fake. Close the door while you do this. Remember that genuine callers won't mind checks. If you feel at all unsure, schedule a time for the caller to come back when a friend or relative is there. For pre-planned appointments with utility companies, a password scheme can be set up. Lock all your other outer doors before you go to the front door. Some burglars work together, one keeps you chatting on the doorstep while another gets in through a back door. If you feel threatened or in danger by the presence of the caller, call 999. Other things to think about include: make sure that all of your fencing is in good condition. Damaged panels could allow thieves to scope out the area and even gain access. Report any broken panels to repairs. Safely store spare keys. Don't leave spare keys under a pot in the front garden. Think about where to keep your keys. Magnets are used to fish for house and car keys through a letterbox, so keep your keys away from the front door. Look like you're home when you're not. You can use programmable timers to control appliances so that they automatically switch on and off. Also, look at investing in a couple of timer lights. If your existing housing 21 external security light is not working, check the bulb and replace it, or phone repairs for further help /advice. Going on holiday. Don't forget to also cancel newspapers or milk deliveries so they don't pile up, and ask a friend or neighbor check in on your home whilst you're away. It's also a good idea not to advertise your holiday on social media, especially if your posts are public. Page 7. The Life Story Project. Age UK Oldham. Pat White is an Age UK Oldham Life Story volunteer and a Housing 21 resident. This is her story. Moving home is never easy, in fact it is one of the most stressful things we ever do, so moving home during a global pandemic was not going to be without its stresses. I feel very lucky to have moved into such a lovely bungalow in Chadderton. The area is very nice with lovely gardens, friendly neighbors and the added security of our court manger. Still, it was a bit of a challenge moving to a new area when everyone was in lockdown, and I was unable to get to know my new neighborhood. I must admit Housing 21 have been brilliant. The court manager is on hand if I have any problems or need help, and if anything needs repairing it is organized straight away, without any hassle. My family have been very supportive, and along with my constant companion George, my 12-year-old dog, they have kept me going through this challenging time. George has his own little personality. There's never a dull moment with George around. He puts a smile on my face and cheers me up no end. I also volunteer for the Life Story Project at Age UK Oldham. I have done this for just over 10 years and I am very passionate about the work we do. Throughout lockdown I continued to volunteer remotely by telephone and FaceTime, helping to turn clients' memories into their life story book, which are always greatly received by the person and their families. I love talking to people, listening to their stories and helping with their family history if needed, and it has given me something to focus on during the lockdowns. As things return to normal, the Life Story volunteers will return to visiting people in their own homes and care homes, which I am really looking forward to. Age UK Oldham always welcome new volunteers to the project, so if you have a few hours to spare, enjoy meeting new people and listening to their stories, why not give it a try? It is a very rewarding way to spend a few hours of your spare time. Alternatively, if you know of someone who would benefit from having help to create their life story book, or you would like help with your own life story, please contact Age UK Oldham, who will be more than happy to give you further information on the project. Call the Life Story team on 0161 633 0213 or email sophie.smith@ageukoldham.org.uk. Page 8. Be mouth aware and look for the signs and symptoms of mouth cancer. As mouth cancer can strike in a number of places, including the lips, tongue, gum and cheeks, it's extremely important that we all know what to look out for. Ulcers which do not heal within 3 weeks, red and white patches in the mouth, lumps or swelling in the mouth or head and neck area, if in doubt, get checked out. Early detection is crucial. If any of these signs are noticed, please tell your doctor or dentist immediately. Mouth cancer can affect anybody and it's important that we all know what to look for. If you notice any changes in your mouth, please speak to a dentist or doctor immediately. www.mouthcancer.org. Creative writing. If you're 50 to 70 and looking for work or training opportunities, then join the online course to create your own unique piece, to be broadcast on Sonda Radio. Weekly online sessions starting the 30th of November, 10:30 till 3:30 every Thursday for 12 weeks. No experience needed in order to join and equipment needed can be supplied. Contact us via email, hello@sondaradio.com or call us on 0161-822-190 or 07933-773118. Page 9. Looking for a bargain? Then why not visit the Renew shop at Arkwright Street Waste and Recycling Centre? Household and garden items that might have ended up in the tip have been cleaned up and are ready to go to new homes. There's lots of pre-loved items for sale at affordable prices, and the money raised will fund local community projects. There's more information available here. https://recyclefagreatermanchester.com/renew. Christmas and New Year bin collections. The good news this year is there will be no disruption weather permitting to bin collections over Christmas and the New Year due to Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day all falling on the weekend. If your bins are due for collection on the bank holidays Monday 27 and Tuesday the 28th of December and Monday 3 January, out them out for collection as normal. To check your bin collection days, https://www.oldham.gov.uk/bin-collection-days. After the festive period, you can get rid of your Christmas tree in several ways. You can put it in your green bin, just chop it into small pieces. Remove the wooden block from the base of the tree as this is too big to be composted, and take off any lights and decorations. Alternatively, take it to your local tip or to one of the following recycling drop-off points from the 29th of December until the 31st of January. Higher Memorial Park, Car Park, Joseph Street, Failsworth, open dawn until dusk. Royton Park, Car Park, off Bleasdale Street, Royton. Anytime access. Werneth Park, Car Park, off Frederick Street, Werneth, open dawn until dusk. Churchill Playing Fields, Car Park, Wellington Road, Greenfield. Anytime access. All your Christmas cards, wrapping paper and cardboard packaging can be recycled using your blue bins or recycling bags. If you have things that are too big to fit in your bin, you can take them to Arkwright Street Waste and Recycling Centre, Oldham, OL99LZ, for free. Or to find your nearest tip, visit www.recycle4greatermanchester.com. Arrange for them to be collected by Bulky Bobs. To book a collection, call us on 0161 770 6644. Page 10. Get connected, free digital access and training for people with dementia and their carers. The Library Service are now offering people with dementia and their carers an equipment loan service to help them access the internet and online services. You can also access training on how to use it. You can borrow a Google Chromebook with data from Oldham Libraries to try at home ready-to-use Chromebook with 10 GB data to get you started. Book a one-on-one with a member of library staff to set you off, collect from your local library, or get in touch to arrange a home visit. Email victoria.valley@oldham.gov.uk for more information, or call into your local library. Page 11. Resident Conference. After a year's absence because of the COVID pandemic, this year saw the return of the Oldham Resident Conference, celebrating Housing 21 working 15 years in Oldham. It was wonderful to see residents in person, set out our future plans for engagement and celebrate some of the successes from the last year, including our Fab Neighbours, Garden Competition winners and RHS Garden winners. The event was opened by Councillor Hannah Roberts, Oldham Council's lead cabinet member for housing, and there was a welcome from the Housing 21 chair, Neil Revley, by video link. Housing 21's new head of service in Oldham, Dawn Aston Adams, also introduced herself. Frank Rothwell gave an inspiring speech about his incredible journey rowing 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean solo, raising £1 million for Alzheimer's Research UK, and there were fun activities for people to try, laughter yoga, from the Orange Club, armchair exercise, to music, from Phil Brook, and music sessions from Sonda Radio. Mr. Rothwell also drew the winning raffle tickets for the three lucky prize winners on the day, first prize being a tablet, the second a Kindle reader, and the third an air fryer. There was also the annual £250 draw for those residents who pay their rent by direct debit, and the winner was Mr. Mitchell of Violet Hill Court. Page 12. Other news from Housing 21 locally includes the Charles Morris House Sensory Garden, with work starting in November. The improvements are being funded by Oldham Council, but it's early days at the moment, so watch this space. Let's discover ITHO's new topics for you fun Christmas crafts to make. Log on to letsdiscoverit.org and follow us on Facebook at Let's Discover It Club. Send us your suggestions for more topics and Christmas traditions around the world. Merry Christmas. Circle of support. Are you or someone you know feeling lonely or isolated, suffering from feelings of loss or bereavement? If you answered yes to any of the above, then why not come along to our brand new group, Circle of Support? An opportunity to build new friendships and a support network from individuals with similar feelings /situations. For information, please contact Tara. tara.harop@housing21.org.uk. Telephone 03701924534. Green Fingers will continue with leaf collection across the area to the end of December. Page 13. Going green in Oldham. Solar panels have been installed to properties in Oldham as part of a project to improve the energy efficiency of buildings owned by Oldham Council. Oldham Council has been looking for opportunities to benefit from renewable energy technologies. Housing 21, which manages the council's extra care housing and housing for older people in the borough, employed Rothwells to install photovoltaic panels, solar panels, to 60 bungalows in the Chadderton area. The installation was funded by Oldham Council, from its housing revenue account capital program and through grant money from the Green Homes Grant Local Authority Delivery Scheme following a successful pilot scheme in 2016. Solar panels have a thin layer of semiconducting material that generates an electrical charge when exposed to daylight. This electrical charge is then converted by an inverter into usable electricity and connected into the normal supply of energy to the building. Energy that is generated by the panels but not used is fed back into the national electricity grid. The council will receive a feed-in tariff payment for any extra electricity generated, which helps fund the installation. Residents in bungalows with the panels fitted could see their electricity bills fall by making the most of the times when electricity is being generated to use their appliances, so they draw less electricity from the ground. Page 15. Suggestions, comments and complaints. July to September 2021. In the last quarter we received 3 complaints, all concerning grounds maintenance. One concerned a property being missed by the contractor. This was discussed with the contractor and the work was completed and the tenant informed. The other two were regarding the contractor performance. These were inspected and discussed with the contractor and the work has now been completed to the resident's satisfaction. One compliment was received by a court manager, because of her caring attitude. How to tell us what you think about the services we provide in Oldham. We genuinely welcome any feedback about our employees and services. In the first instance, if you have feedback about our housing or care services, you should contact your court manager. You can write, telephone, email or speak in person to the court manager. There is no requirement to fill in a form. More information on providing feedback and our complaints procedure is available by either speaking to your court manager or contacting the Oldham office. Contact details are on the back page. Back page. Our contact details. Housing 21. Units 403/404. Chambers Business Centre. Chapel Road. Oldham. OL84QQ. Email, oldhaminquiries@housing21.org.uk. Customer Services Telephone, 0345-604-4447. Other useful telephone numbers. Repairs Line, 24 hours. 0800-032-1215. Oldham Council Main Switchboard. 0161-770-3000. You can access lots of our services online at www.oldham.gov.uk. Council Tax 0161 770 6622. Council.tax@oldham.gov.uk. Environmental Health 0161 770 2244. Environmentalhealth@oldham.gov.uk. Housing Benefits and Council Tax Reduction Scheme 0161 770 6633. Benefits@oldham.gov.uk. Payment Line 0161 770 6611. 24-hour Automated Payment Service Registrars 0161 770 8960. Waste and Recycling 0161 770 6644. Waste@oldham.gov.uk. Age UK Oldham 0161 633 0213. Ring and Ride 0161 652 0248. Citizens Advice Bureau 0844 847 2638. Silver Line Confidential Friendship Support 0800 470 8090. NHS Advice 111. Police Non-Emergency 101. Oldham Community Leisure 0161 207 7000. Action Together Formerly Voluntary Action Oldham 0161 339 2345. Oldham Library Greaves Street 0161 770 8000. Making Space Tandall View, Royton 0161 633 2403. Oldham Community Transport 0161 633 0097. Mobility Scooters and Wheelchairs 0161 633 0040. Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service. Book a safe and well appointment. 0800 555 815. https://www.manchesterfire.gov.uk/staying-safe/what-we-do/safe-and-well-visit.